Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to the start of a new week.
Okay, I need to call Dad.
And... on Mondays, it's Hometown Heroes, and today, in light of the holiday, we're doing a special on President's Day. Why? We celebrate President's Day. What is so important about it? And majority of the population that I've talked to and asked about it didn't know. And I'm one of those that when growing up, my grandma always told me that if she wasn't as old as she was and lived through what she lived, I'd be a pain-in-the-ass child. Because back then, we didn't have the internet to Google everything and figure out why. You'd actually have to physically find a book and look it up or call someone that knew. And I was always one of those kids that always asked the questions of why. What's the importance? Why are we doing something? So... President's Day. Any ideas on why we celebrate President's Day?
I'll be the first to admit, no. I don't. It likes me.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Bob. So today we're talking about President's Day because today's President's Day. And majority of us don't know why we celebrate President's Day. Any ideas?
Why we have President's Days?
Correct.
To honor the history of the presidents, the past and future.
Part of it.
You know, I skipped present on purpose. I said past and future.
I think we all skipped the current president just for right now.
Yeah.
Because I think our president now has a hard time. Knowing where we are now.
Yeah. Thank God we're one of the greatest countries in the world. And I think some of the past presidents have had a lot to do with that. And I think we should honor them. But we shouldn't be treating them like gods because they're not. They're just human beings just like we are. But I think honoring them is an important part of our heritage and our legacy of our country, because a president does have a very difficult job. He has to be involved in other countries as well as the United States in his tenure, and he has to work with very different groups of people and individuals, and he has to he's supposed to abide by all the laws of this land and to help our country to prosper and to be the commander-in-chief in the military. So it's a big responsibility job, and I think he should be honored, this is coming right off of the top. I didn't prepare anything for this, but it's just some of my views of why the president should be honored each year.
Hey,
is that what you were
looking
for? Is that some of the things you were looking for?
Hey, I didn't plan it today. I didn't even realize it was President's Day until I logged my kids into school and found out they didn't have school today. I had to figure out why.
Well, then, old man, with you mentioning how much responsibility they have, look and see how much money they make each year for doing that. I think I'd rather work at the sawmill.
But you know, some of our presidents don't make any money. They donate all their earnings to different charities and organizations.
Yep.
So evidently, whoever wants to be president is not getting in it for the money. Because if I graduated from Harvard and could go be an elementary school teacher and make more than the president, I think I would rather work with the kids than to work with all these crazy people in America. So, yeah, for whatever reason, they placed aside a day to honor anybody that's doing a job, a role, playing a role, such as the president, as you just pointed out, Oakman. I think that they deserve more than a bonus on their check and a high five. I think that they should be set aside to recognize those people that kind of push the whole button on their life to focus on the world. And anybody that has that kind of humanitarian spirit about them, they should be recognized. So we shout out, presidents.
Yeah, right.
And the whole
a lot of the reason why presidents run for office is it's a big ego trip for many of them. It's a big ego trip because they feel that they need to be recognized for things that they've done. I think it's important that be done, but I don't think that should be the primary reason of why presidents run for office, you know what I mean, and why they're elected.
So
there's no way for anybody to have that much power over anything. And one, I'm not defending them because I know what an ego can do for you. It has a Siamese twin called pride. It makes you stick your chest out whether you're poking it out or not. But you're exactly right, Oakman, again, that a lot of these people have reached a certain plateau in their life, and there's really nothing else better for them to do than to reach a podium to where they get all the attention. Their ego inflates, their head gets big. But when you start to see people that supposed to be leading everybody that are non-humanitarians, and we've seen things happen, and if you look back over the years, which ones that were really trying to do some good is the ones that they put a bullet towards their head, you know, because of trying to change certain things. And I don't know exactly how many presidents were executed in our lifetime, but if you look at the ones that were, they was trying to make a real, real, real major change in America. And if they didn't want it, then the best thing for you to do is take the president out of the scenario.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A president, anybody that runs for president has to be aware of the fact that they're a marked person, whether it's male or female. They are marked by many people that have different ideologies in their lifetime. And for one reason or another, they don't like the person. I am actually surprised that President Trump hasn't been assassinated. And I'm not saying that because of anything against him. I just feel that there are so many people out there that disagree with his approach that he took and his 4-year tenure as president. But I don't know. I just think that either he's under, I know he's under God's arm. Because he's a man that believes in God, and he tries to do things to help people to understand that they should have Christ in their life. But I just think that there are a lot of people that have prejudice against him, and they don't want him around anymore, and so. I don't want to get political, but that's just the way I feel about that man. And I feel that he's not the first president that's had that situation in his life. There are other presidents that have been not liked very much. And a couple of them got assassinated, like Lincoln and others.
Kennedy.
That have gotten assassinated. Go ahead.
Hey, Mary.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button. Hi, Derek. How are you? We're talking about President's Day. Good.
Yeah.
Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. How are you? How are you?
Bob, we Derek wants to know how you are.
Derek, did you hear Mary?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're celebrating President's Day today, Mary. Derek.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any thoughts you have about that?
I don't know. It's a good thing to do that.
You don't think we should do that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he said he thinks that's a good thing that we should do that, just like I said. Mary talked to me earlier, and I said, it's what day? President's Day. I said, what's that all about? It must have something to do with president. No, I'm serious. If I'm sitting on the front row in class and I don't know what President's Day is, I'm going to take a guess. It must be the honored president. Oh, yeah. Good answer. But Mary told me, and Mary, we're going to hand the mic back to you so you can enlighten us all. It wasn't just about a president. It was something else, Mary. Go ahead, Mary. Take the mic from me and tell us a little bit more about what President's Day is actually all about.
So the reason President's Day actually started was on the anniversary of President Washington's death, to commemorate him and how much of an important role he played in the shaping of our country. And it was actually originally President's Day was called George Washington Day, and it was celebrated on February 22nd.
Yeah, I was there when that happened. I remember.
Now, since we're just talking about presidents, we're not going to say anything towards anybody, just like I had a few things that I was going to say about Trump. I had so many people to say, oh, I don't like him. I said, well, have you ever met him? They said, no. Well, maybe you don't like what he said or don't like what he did. When he separated the kids from the moms, et cetera, et cetera, I'm thinking, man, I hate that guy. Let your haters be your motivators. Oh, Dr. King's coming to town. Man, I hate that man. He wasn't even the president. Anytime you go against the norm and you try to do something good, you're going to kind of attract some haters. If you don't
believe it,
let me drop this one on you. If you want the devil to leave you alone, do some devilish stuff. Who loves you? Your favorite person. But look, when we start talking about different presidents, before anybody ever talked about coming out of the closet, y'all know what I'm talking about. Do you know? Do y'all ever wonder why our president Washington ran around in tights, in a wig, and painted on lipstick? Nobody ever asked no questions. I was like you, Mary. I'm sitting in the front row, and if I don't understand it and I got questions, I'm raising my hand and says, why? Why? Why does he wear lipstick? Why does the president have a wig on? Why does he wear his pants so tight? Okay, I'm going to pass the mic before I get in trouble.
And
amen.
So President's Day was not designed originally to honor all the presidents. It was to honor presidents like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and the few others that have made huge impacts in our lives. At the same time, because George Washington was our commander-in-chief, the first, was also one of the greatest military generals known in our country, they actually, on President's Day, we stopped using the Purple Heart for a while. They reinstated it as an honor And also, it is considered National Purple Heart Day for veterans and soldiers who were injured in the line of duty.
Yep.
And which you also remember, oh man, I like quoting after you. When every time you open up your mouth, I got something to say right behind you. You know,
that's okay. You're not the only one.
Oak man says, but look, please understand, these people that were called presidents, they were just men. They got flaws. They got sins. That's a lot of them had families and wives, just like most of the people in America did. But
they put their pants on one leg at a time.
Right. It doesn't mean. Oh, you remember the JFK man? They put a bullet kind of after him. They said he had a beverage problem, and he was hanging out with some of God's girlfriends, old buddies, Rahab. He loved girls. We're not talking about nobody. We're just pointing out the truth now. The truth is the truth is the truth. The truth will set you free. But a lot of times people don't understand the role of a president. And then they think, come politics time, I try to stay as far away from politics as I can. Politics actually points you back to your local congressmen and your local senators and your local. These are the people that actually make decisions in your life that make a difference. The president, of course, gets a final say-so. No, I just kind of threw that in there to see if y'all was paying attention. God gets a final say-so in everything. but we do we have to really take a stand nowadays as having the right to vote, to not let you sit back and think that everything is okay based on what the president decides for your state, for your county, for your community, for your school. The power is in the president, but it originates from the power of the people. They call it democracy,
amen.
Right, Mary? They call it democracy, right, Mary?
Yes, sir.
Right. Tell them what democracy is. A lot of people don't even know what that means. We think democracy only stands on one side of the fence, on the Republican side. Democracy can be on both sides, can it not?
It stands on both sides, and the misconception is that the president has all this power, and we learned a lot about this during the Trump campaign and the Trump era, because you had all these different media outlets saying, well, the president signed this, the president did this, the president's going to set off nuclear weapons. There are so many checks and balances in play in our system, including three branches of government. So really, our president really is more of a figurehead and more of a mediator than anything else.
That's what I was going to call it, Mary. It's like this thing that we're in called life is not a game. But if you've ever watched a sporting event, say, for instance, a football game, if anybody out there has ever seen a football game, there's a guy that runs around with a whistle around his neck. And we don't care who owns the team, who's the quarterback making the decision. I'm the power here. If I blow the whistle, everybody stop what you're doing. He's the person in charge. That's all the president is. He's not the fans. And you try to play a game and not have no fans. He's not the owner. He doesn't own the great U.S. of A. He doesn't own your community or your schools. He's the whistleblower. Or was that somebody blowing the whistle at him? Well, you can blow the whistle on both sides. Republicans, Democrats, people, Congress, senators, community. We are the whistleblowers, you guys. This is why, even though we're taking time out now to give a shout-out to the presidents, it's time for everybody to stand up. You don't have to scream. You don't have to shout. But everybody has the right, the power, I should say, to stand up and speak out.
You know, ironically, when they turned around and made President's Day an actual official holiday, it is actually written in the books that schools are required to teach leading up to President's Day about presidents and all the significant things some of them have done, like Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War and the freeing of the slaves, George Washington,
And Ronald Reagan.
And Ronald Reagan. And heck, even Nixon did some good things, and Jimmy Carter.
Yes,
which,
absolutely.
You know, actually, speaking of which, Jimmy Carter is in hospice.
Yeah. Great presidents. These people have power, but the great U.S. of A., land of the free, has more prisoners than every other country combined. How do we lock so many people up in America for crimes, wrongful crimes? I was just telling people these last few days, and I'm trying to work with the city of Atlanta, Fulton County to be exact, headquarters of Atlanta. Fulton County Police Department says, country boy, we caught you stealing groceries to feed your kids. It's stealing, that's a crime. We don't have to send you to jail. But see, now they got some things that they gonna allow these soldiers to train service dogs for veterans as part of their sentencing. Now, see, that sounds like a useful type of punishment. But when you send people to jail for something that didn't quite do or didn't quite do or did do, and that we have no, let's just say that we have no rehab program for the people that messed up in their life. And if you live
Amen.
Long enough, ye without sin, yeah. So I know that everybody deserves a second chance, but what we're going to have to do now is we're going to have to rethink the consciousness of America. If we are trying to train our children and they keep doing wrongful things, then probably what we're doing ain't working. So
that's
right. What we're doing. We're recognizing, but we're not here to bring anybody down. The name of our show is called The Hope Show. We're going to help at least one person every day. And we do that by passing love and hope and kindness other people's way. So for whatever reason, we got our little personal comments about the president, whether he wore hot tights and lipstick and all that kind of good old stuff. And we got people that separate the parents from the kids. There's a never-ending battle, you guys, of good versus evil. You cannot have one without the other. So, and we said if we can't do something good, we're not going to do anything at all. But we also are the side that has to stand up and see the things that are not right that's been done in the past. Well, I mean, when you said time, right now, present, and future, if it's not right, it says in the word, let the Redeemer say so. So we just kind of giving a shout out to the presidents for all the good things that they did, and we're going to shout out for the things that they didn't do so well also in recognition, because feedback is feedback, regardless on where it comes from or who it comes from. Either you're going to say something good or you're going to say something bad. But we have freedom of speech here in America, and we're asking everybody to come and give a shout out. We may not agree with what you say, but you do have the rights to stand up and speak out.
And the best place that we can do that is in the ballot box, as to how we vote for people, and to be an informed citizen when we vote. You know, just going in there and remotely clicking the Democratic key or remote or unthinkingly click the Republican key to vote for all of one party, that's not the right thing to be doing either. We have a responsibility to be informed about who we're voting for. If we want the people to govern this country, which it's supposed to be, then we need to be informed, and we need to keep understanding what each individual is what their purpose is, and what they want to accomplish, and what things they think are important. So that's very important when we vote, because we have that responsibility to vote, and our votes does count. You know, one vote counts as much as anything. So I think it's important that we do that. And that's one way that we can recognize the president also, is to vote for the person we think has the best ability to represent the people in our country.
You know, Country Boy, you brought up a really good point. And, you know, we sit and talk about these people because they have a huge role in shaping our nation. They have a huge role in what goes on in our nation. But they're human. We may not like them. They may not talk the best. But everybody makes mistakes.
And Mary.
Yes, sir.
What happens, though, everybody, they used to have a real nasty little phrase in the country about opinions. That's kind of like that thing where you let the waste come out behind. Everybody has one.
Yeah,
but see, when
butt.
It comes to asking, and again, I just said it, freedom of speech in America, people get the opportunity. Life is nothing but a series of choices that we make. And my grandmama simplified it. She says, baby, I'll be dead and gone and chaos will hit the world, but do not be confused. We do not serve a God of confusion. Dark and light, he says, I am the truth and I am the light. Up and down, front and back. I just said good versus evil. Choose this day who you with. You're going to be with Baal. You're going to be with Trump. You're going to be with the divine creator. So life is nothing but a series of choices. We do get a chance to choose the president, the people that represent us, as we said, our local senators and our local congressmen. But do we actually have the right to stand back while somebody else and talk about them? My granddaddy used to say, baby, you can't control what nobody else thinks. You can't control what nobody else says. And you can't control what nobody else does. You can only control what you do. But I says life is a series of choices. If you like it hot, you like it hot. If you like it cold, but you still get a chance to choose whether it fits your forte or not. We're going to have good presidents. We're going to have bad presidents. We're going to have a lot of the in-between kind that kind of fall in that category of lukewarm, I want to throw you up kind of president, you know. But what happens when people stand back? I'm going to create a real nightmare scenario. It is a 50 below, 20 below. Going to be a night here in Georgia, the coldest night in Georgia history. New pregnant mom just has a baby. Baby's 3 days old, and she's homeless, sleeping on the streets. They said, if you don't get in out of the cold tonight, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to go down, down, down. So the mother has to make a decision in the middle of the a.m. when there's nobody around to leave her baby on the fire department. Fire at the steps at the fire department, knowing that if she pushed the button that somebody's going to come and see the baby sitting there, she's going to run off into the dark, but she took her selfish button off and says, if I can't give this baby the life that they deserve, I'm praying and releasing myself from that responsibility and put the baby in better hands, in the warm, in the heat, so maybe, okay, fast forward the tape, and here it is. 30 years later, the lady runs, and she's the first female congressman / senator / president of her company in history, but only because that mom was unselfish enough to let something be more important than herself. I love you well enough till I have to let you go if I can't help you and if I can't bless you, but you standing on the sidelines only heard half of the story and pointed the finger at the mom when you read, mother leaves her baby on the fire department steps, and you immediately said, what kind of woman would do that? Well, my point being, I just said everybody has some type of sin. Some of us can hide it a lot better than others. And a lot of times it accidentally leaks. All of us have some things in our past that we're not so proud of and we wish that would never resurface again. Some of us have some stuff that we did yesterday. I let gas go in the air, in the elevator, and I wish nobody knew it was me. I had a right to remain silent. But if you choose to give up your right to remain silent, make everything that you say and everything that you do in a way that it will bless somebody, because we can whine, we can complain, we can murmur, but we will have trials and we will have tribulations and we will have bullying and we will have good people to show up and fight like our service people, like our president fought for certain rights that we deserve, and certain people like first responders and veterans that we need to stop saying it's Veterans Day, because to me, every day is Veterans Day. And I'm going to hand the mic, Mary, by saying Happy Mother's Day to you, Mary. Oh, you mean you can't tell your kids, go away, I don't feel like being your mama today? But nobody told you Happy Mother's Day, so shout out, President, wherever you are, living or, yeah, in a better place. But we need to make sure and take more precedence now to stand up and speak out for the things that we say that are not right, that are not just. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Back to you, Mary.
You know, when we talk about President's Day, look at all the decisions they have to make. Look at Roosevelt during World War II. Do we enter the war? You know, and to this day, there's so much conspiracy theories and so much slack about Pearl Harbor, and I don't listen to them because I don't care. But, you know, all that weighed on his mind. At the same time, you had the Depression going on. You had Truman. And what he had to have gone through to make that decision to drop that bomb.
Yeah, you know, we have, we all can talk about doing things and getting things done to help other people. But if we don't take action to do that, then we're lying to ourselves and we're lying to everybody else. And the president is no different. The president can talk about unifying people and getting unity in our country. Our country is more divided now than I think it's ever been in its history. But it's not being unified. It's things are happening that are making it more divided than ever. And I think that's one of the problems right now that we have in the country. And I think that even though we're honoring presidents today, I think we need to somehow get the message to our not only our current president but future presidents that we really need to do things that will unify people and help people to work together and help each other and to help those that have great needs. Or even simple needs to have a better life and have for a better world. So I think that's very important. And the role of a president is to unify the people and to bring them together. And that's one of the things I think that Ronald Reagan did, and Abraham Lincoln tried to do it. And I think Washington did it in the beginning. So I think it's important that we remember those things and we teach our children about that history. I think is very important also, the history of the presidency and the history of our country. Don't try to change that history. What's happened has happened. And we need to teach our children what happened and why it happened and what it is that we can do if it's not right to change it. So I think those are all important things for the president to lead us in that way, because that's his job. It's a leadership job. And
you know, you're 100% right. And when you look at it, unifying the country, bringing it together. You know, Roosevelt did that during World War II, and everybody bought war bonds to support the War Act. You know, we kids went out and collected scraps to help the war effort. You come forward, you had Kennedy, which kind of unified some areas, polarized the other areas, depending on which end you were on, especially when it came to the Vietnam War. And then fast forward farther down, you got Reagan.
Yep. Yep.
And if you like him, hate him, 9/11, George Bush.
You know, the kindness program, I think, is a good step in that direction, is trying to help to unify people. Because when we treat people with respect and kindness, they're gonna respond, and they're gonna maybe think that next time, when they have an opportunity to be kind to somebody, that they go ahead and do it, you know. And one person a day, like Country Boy says, one person a day.
While Mary was talking, Oakman, I was thinking too. We're talking about presidents, and I'm sitting over here murmuring in my spirit, saying, what about the president? I serve a king, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And then we used to, when we're talking about dropping the bomb, I went from saying, Pledge Allegiance to the flag, one nation under God, and they said, you can't say that no more. Took God out of the school system. So now I call it one nation under love.
We're starting
a revolution. I heard Marvin Gaye singing in the background, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, starting with you and starting with me. You don't even have to be president of the class. Matter of fact, you don't even have to have no class. we're still gonna invite you out. Listen, if you didn't want to show up for class, we understand if you have no class. But look, you guys, when I say love, we're talking a love conversation now, because it defies all the religions. It defies all the different countries. You don't need a translator to understand what it is that we're all about over here. When I say we're talking about the presidents, but I told you that we serve a king. You can call him what you want to, because I found out in my early childhood, and now I'm older now, I even know better now, that all religions are good religions when they do good things. We have different messengers and different roads and different avenues to get us to the divine creative one who created the whole universe. So what happens now when I said we're going to allow every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl to come join forces with us to help make for a better world, and we only want you to be the best you that you can possibly be. When I said ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do, we just feel so honored and privileged just to be able to do anything with you. And while we're anchoring this President's Day over here, I just want you to know, shout out, President Joel Griffin. Yeah, President Ron Clayton, our new president, who came now and took the baton from Joel and said, we're going to make this thing and we're going to rocket fuel it right into a new revolution. What are we going to do over here at the Hope Foundation while we're talking about the presidents on our show? First, we're going to talk to people about their faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We see the world getting better. We see people loving us around the world now since we're broadcasting to 78 different countries in 40-something different languages now. And I tell you, the word love is an international language. You don't even have to translate it for nobody. But while we're learning and talking about faith over here, we're going to talk to you about your family. Oh, you know, God wanted one of them. We are family. I got all my brothers and sisters with me. How do I know you're my brother and sister? Because we have one thing in common. Our Father.
Amen.
Yeah, our Father. So we're going to talk to you about faith. We're going to talk to you about family, and Mary's been coming here and just put our website on steroids now, so we're connected to all the social medias. We want to start on Mondays like today. We just shouted out to the presidents, but we're usually talking to people about health. Yeah, health is your first. Well, we're going to talk to you about health, and we might even throw some hygiene notes in there for some of you guys. yeah, they don't regular. We're going to make sure and talk to you about health, hygiene, and we're going to throw some nutritional stuff in there on you. We're going to talk to you about water. Can't live without it. You're talking to the mighty aquarium as somebody that knows. We'll talk to you about water, and then we're going to talk to you about energy. Ooh, now we're going somewhere. We got faith and family and water and nutrition and energy. Yeah, we're not going to leave nothing out. That's the 8 major pillars, because we got to have somewhere to live. We're talking not just affordable, we're talking about attainable. It's what we call them, attainable homes. You're not going to have no 30-year mortgage if you work with us. We're going to show you how to live in one side and rent the other side, or stay upstairs and leave down, but rent the downstairs. We're going to show you how to do more in the housing industry. We're going to show you how, if you want to have an artsy spirit, we got arts and entertainment connections. Yeah, we got the hookup in all of those areas. And then if you want to be an educator, Mary, if you want to be an educator, yeah, we got positions for you. If you want to teach somebody and be a life coach like Oatman for years, and he don't just teach people, he's got a whole family, a family, y'all hear that word? By 8 kids and 20-something grandkids, he's got deep roots, y'all. We're going to show you how to take these 8 pillars that Joel Griffin set underneath us, and we're going to show you how we're going to bless you in all these areas. Let me drop one more thing on you, and I'm going to pass the mic again. My granddaddy told me, if you're the smartest person in your household, on your team, then you need to find yourself some new friends. I call us super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind. But we work together to help bless humankind. We're the kind of friends that will help complete you, not compete with you. So you don't have to be good at everything. We got stone cold professionals in every category. Oh, you remember they said it's not what you know, it's who you know. We have super friends that are super kind. We work together to help bless humankind. We have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. Why, Mary? Why? We always ask why. Why? Because we care. Why? Because we care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. Over here at the Help Foundation, we help people so that they can help other people. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Are you to be? Back to you, Mary.
You know, you brought up housing.
I want to add one thing real quick, Mary, if
go
I
ahead.
Can add one thing. Another big why are we doing what we do? It's because that's what God wants us to do. He tells us in his good book that we should help his people and help them to have a better life, whether it's feeding them, whether it's helping them to get employment, whether it's helping them to have better relationships with each other, or whatever it is. I think that's the biggest why we do what we do and why we should continue to do it. Go ahead, Mary. I'm sorry.
No, not a problem. Housing. You know, as a president, it's just as important what you do when you leave office as what you do when you when you're in office. And we've had followed so many great presidents that went and did things above and beyond when they left. For instance, Jimmy Carter. Yeah. If it wasn't for Jimmy yep. Carter, we would not have Habitat for Humanity. And up until recently, he still got in there and helped build the houses for Habitat for Humanity.
Yep.
You have George Bush. And the reason I bring him up is that, you know, 9/11 and everything that, you know, he united our country for a long time with what happened there. But when he left, people, you know, he kind of disappeared into the world. But he did so much for veterans when he left and set up so many different organizations to help veterans, especially in his home state of Texas, and kept, to this day keeps going and doing different things and bringing people together. It's so important. Len Cain, president of the Golden Rule Society, the founder of the Kindness Campaign, helped, the co-creator of the Kindness Club. Every
yep.
day of his life is all about helping others.
Yep.
So, Mary, that was kind of like the bottom part of my little joke that you guys might not have got just now. When I said we're actually taking time out today to give a shout-out to our presidents, I said, shout out Joel Griffin. Joel Griffin is the founder of our organization, who's on a better place right now. And then I said, shout out Ron Clayton, who's doing marketplace ministry and working with his church and raising money and traveling. Him and his wife are traveling the world and blessing people everywhere they go. And then we talk about Len Cain. Last year, International Humanitarian Man of the Year. He didn't nominate himself for a humanitarian. That's what you do through your actions. He's only been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize, but he's the president. Did y'all hear that word? He's the president of the Golden Rule Society, which is only 50 years old, probably next to Goodwill Industries, one of the oldest non-for-profit organizations that still are living. Does it for no money, non-for-profit. President Len Cain, President Ron Clayton, President, President, President. We got now presidents, women presidents in cities that's never been president before. We're shouting out the women, too, that are new presidents. See, y'all, if y'all missing what I'm putting down, if you're not picking up what I'm putting down, the divine creator says, I'm getting ready to do a new thing. A new thing the eyes have never seen and ears have never even heard of, like Ariana, little Princess Mary's daughter. We're going to use the children to confound the wise. We talked about it for 2 years, and then Mary's daughter comes along and says, Mom, let's do a kindness club. A kindness club, a kindness across America, not just in the community around the block kind of club. She had an international thought in her brain as a child. Now we're putting together things that children are doing. Well, in the text it says, old people in the day that we're in, old people will dream and young people will be visionaries. I'm like one of them old school. When I was a child, I never thought of the child. They said, how is it for all these years, country, you sleep 2 to 3 hours a day? So I may not be dreaming. I'm not a dreamer. But I do have a vision. I can walk around in the middle of the afternoon with my eyes wide open with great anticipation on how many people I'm going to be blessed. That's that to-be spirit that I have, you guys. That's what I'm telling everybody, regardless on where you are, whether you're the president, whether you're the CEO, whether you're the janitor, the president, and all them wrapped up in one. Mary's calling you guys out, too. We just got a new name for you. We don't call you out of your name, but we call you an unsung hero.
I got you now. You can't even duck. We all know who we are. I know I would ring a bell here in a minute, Mary. I caught him listening. You just knew that all of these years you've been behind the scenes. No one even patted you on the back. No one even told you thank you. They didn't give you no certificate. They didn't give you no plaque. They didn't elect you president. We're not talking about being elected or selected. Everybody is being selected by the divine creator. He made you and designed you in his own image. I maybe didn't say it slow enough earlier. Let me slow it down like I was a slow motion on a record. Ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. We want to help improve you in any area of your life that you need assistance, that you need help, that you need coaching. Do you need more water? Do you need more food? Do you need more education? We have a resource. It's called RR Center, Research Resource Center. We're living in an age now to where ignorance is no longer a choice. Forgive them, Father, because they know not. Mary says, yeah, back then they didn't even have YouTube. You don't know? Ask YouTube. I call YouTube my personal assistant for 12 years before I could afford to pay one. If I didn't know, I said, YouTube, show me how to change the light bulb in this flashlight. And it popped right up. So you guys, if you want to know better, then you can do better. Well, that's what we're here for. We do care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. So regardless of where you're listening at in the world, please plug in. I'm going to flip the mic back over to Mary before we even get close to running out of time. Mary, tell them what they need to do to at least go somewhere and click in there and put your email address in there and tell us what you – show us what you're working with so we can work with you, because we're calling you out. If you say one more time, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl coming together to help make for a better world, one nation under love. Are you to be or not to be? Back to you, Mary.
You can go to our website at optimizemylife.info. You can hear us on any major podcasting platform and 90% of the minor ones that I don't even know exist. And also to talk to us directly, Optimize My Life Facebook group. And we can put you in touch with coaches, ministries, whoever you are looking to connect with the Hope Collection or the radio show to get more information. We are basically, you Google Optimize My Life radio show, you will find us in every possible format there is.
And Mary, give them the cliff note on what an unsung hero is, Mary, if you don't mind that.
Unsung heroes are the individuals who do what they do because it's a calling, but they don't get the recognition. They don't want the recognition. Most of us just enjoy doing what we do and like to be behind the scenes. We prefer to be behind the scenes.
But we're calling you out. My grandmama,
yeah.
I was listening to, I think it was Diana Ross, I'm coming out. I want the world to know you got to let it show. My grandmama's favorite little saying, after getting up at 3 a.m., walking 12 to 15 miles a day to come to work, come home and clean the organic chicken, strain the green bean, do the dinner, do the dessert, wash the dishes. My grandmama would be sitting in her prayer closet on the front porch in a rocking chair singing her favorite song. I'm not going to sing it all. I'm just going to give you a clue. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Keep in mind, the divine creator says, I am, I am, I am. I am the truth. I am the light. John Maynard says, just keep me where the light is. Now, here's what I want you to get out of that little short story. I'm not comparing you to nobody. When you let your little light shine, it will unconsciously let other people let their little light shine. Smile, country boy, and the world will smile
back, frown, country boy. The world will frown back at you, too. So as we improve you, as we enlighten you, we enhance the lives of people that we touch by helping people reach their goal. Haven't you been told? It's not even optional anymore. Bob just said it to you. Anything less than your best is absolutely unacceptable. So go ahead and start. Click in and connect to us today. I want you to start practicing. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better at whatever it is that you do. So do unto others before they do unto you. Give some love, some hope. And be kind today and watch the love, hope, and kindness that you put out there come right back your way, because what we need is what the world needs is love. Sweet love is the only thing that there's just too little of. So one nation under
love. Love, love, love. You know, when you were going through that discussion just now, I was so impressed with what happened yesterday in our family. My wife's family had a party for my wife's daughter. She's pregnant, and she's going to have a baby probably in April, first part of April.
Oh, congrats.
And there was just so much love. There were about 35 people at this party, and we had a big meal at a Spanish inn, and just a tremendous amount of love going around in that whole celebration. And it was because, I think it was primarily because of the love that this young lady has given to all of us, because she is such a loving person. She is. She has two other children, and she's just given them so much love, and giving all of us so much love that it's just I think it's a pay it forward thing, or it's a cycle of appreciation thing also, and it just what you talked about. Country boy just reminded me of that. And
no, they Bob, if you hadn't said something, they would have missed the subliminal messages. I said, Diana Ross says, I'm coming out. The baby is getting ready to be born. It's going to come out of the darkness in the mama's stomach and born into the light. See, we came into this world not even knowing our own name, just using Jesus to proclaim the fame. So we got to understand, you guys, it's not just about us. If you can be a humanitarian starting today, I just threw a joke out at you. Smile. I threw a thumbs up at a friend of mine across the street just a few minutes ago. He's 70 yards away. I didn't say nothing. I was on the phone with you guys. But I said, hey, by throwing my finger up in the air. So whatever you do today, make sure they said what goes around comes out, or back around. Whatever you're putting out there. Oh, here's one to end on, Mary. Question, if you hadn't thought about it. What are you saying to you about you? Because the truth is the truth until it ain't. So if you say, I can do all things, you're telling that absolute truth. He said, I can't do that. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I don't have. Oh, I don't have that. Oh, I don't have. You speak the blessings upon yourself. So is a man thinking, so is he. My grandmama says, baby, I see it in my mind's eye. And then about 20, 30 years later, I heard Einstein say the same thing. Your imagination is a preview. Pre means before, view means to see. Your imagination is a preview for your life's coming attractions. Do you see yourself having the best year of your life? Do you see yourself living in a house that you thought could never afford? Oh, he told me to tell you the price has already been paid. You see it as if it already is. If you see yourself being a blessing to somebody else, you will be, to be or not to be.
Yep. You know, I received a text this morning from a very good friend of mine. I've known him for many years. He and his mother and father used to come to our church all the time. His father was, I think, 104 years old, and he passed. And but he's been supporting his father and his mother for many years. And his mother now, his father passed, I think, about 5 years ago. And it cost him just a tremendous amount of money to try to keep his father alive as long as he could. And then his mother now is very ill. She's 98, and he's been having a lot of issues dealing with finances and her health, and he hasn't been able to work for many years because he's had to take care of his two parents. And so I he's having some issues in his life now because he had some goals and dreams that he wanted to accomplish, and they took finances in order to accomplish those. But his finances have been depleted because of all of the illness of his two loving parents. And so I made friends with them many years ago, and so he's reaching out to me. Just to have somebody to talk to, and someone to maybe can make some suggestions to him. And so I'm going to have lunch with him, and we're going to go over some of those things. And I'm going to try to get him to understand what the Hope Collection is all about, and see if that might help him, because he'll be helping other people that will take his mind off of some of his issues that he has dealing with in his life. So I just mentioned that because we're talking about love, and we're talking about leadership, because that's what presidents, I believe, are all about, is leadership and helping people. So anyway, I'm going to turn it back to you, Mary. I just thought I'd mention that.
No, that's a good idea, Bob. So
Thank you. We are out of time for
today. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
it's
thanks for being, Bob. But like you said, it's what you can do for somebody else. Love says, "What can I do for you?" And you can have all the money. You've heard the song. You can have all the money in the world and still lose your soul. Just because you have a lot of money, it doesn't buy you a front row seat and a box seat in heaven. We all have something that the divine creator has given to each one of us that's a blessing to be a blessing to somebody else. Last one, your obedience to do what the divine creator has put inside of you is the answer to somebody else's prayer. One more time, it's absolutely unacceptable for you not to be your best, because your obedience to being your best is the answer to somebody else's prayer. It's a blessing to be, and if we could bless ourselves, then we wouldn't need each other. So stand up. We'll have trials and tribulations, but to lay down and sacrifice your life for somebody else, that's one greatest life that you could ever give to anybody and give to while you're living in this life. What you do with the life that the divine creator gave you while you're here in this time determines how you spend your time in eternity, and you can't put a dollar sign by it. Lynn Cain says, in closing, we do what we do as non-for-profit organizations. We don't get paid to do what we do, but I hear Lynn Cain shared with me that the divine creator's retirement plan is out of this world.
Amen. It's so important.
Thank you for joining us today. am honored that you're here. Join us tonight at 9 Eastern for Marketplace Ministries. And Rick Reese talks about faith and how it can help you in your business. Tomorrow at noon Eastern is Travel Tuesday. And our host, co-host, president of the Hope Collection, Ron Clayton, is back from his vacation. So he'll have lots of fun stories to talk about.
Amen.
So,
thank you
day.
So much, Mary. God bless
Thank
you.
You too. Have a good day. Have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Good day, everybody.
God bless you, country boy. I love you guys.
Appreciate
I love you both.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.